And we back.
Hey, that lady ever sent her daddy to come fuck you up?
She ain't want no fucking smoke.
Did she ever leave that Google review?
Not yet.
It's coming. She ain't going to.
That nigga shit a Google review.
No, because she said she was going to do it. Well, that joint be hurting for real.
Y'all get that? It fuck with y'all?
Niggas really hear reviews?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, this peach was right. No, it's like
such and such welcomed me, great job, or I don't like such and such that was at the customer service counter. I'm like, bro. Like,
how could they do with that information when you get it?
With my location. Nothing. Because you probably deserved it.
About the customer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they probably just mad because Charlotte didn't do her lottery, right?
Yeah, or I won't let them.
I'm here to say
they EBT call without the ID.
Customers are 75% of the times they're wrong.
Yeah, you might be. I think you're lowballing.
I think you're lowballing it. You're not right.
It could be 90.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're closer to 90.
90% of the times they're wrong, man.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with customers.
I don't.
You just deal with other countries.
I deal. Yeah. I deal with customers, but it's on a different level.
Well,
it's not like
Lowe's distribution.
I need 76 desks by June 30th.
Yeah, go up there asking for a bundle of 2x4.
He got them over his shoulder, like, yeah.
Speaking of bundles, Nick Cannon has welcomed another bundle of joy.
10.
It's number 10?
10.
He's
spinning the block. Yeah, he's
spinning the block. It don't matter. It's 10 kids, 10 kids.
He can afford it. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Right.
He getting checks.
Yeah,
right. Not getting, a check. Checks.
And he getting child support from Mariah Carey, so.
You think so?
No.
BET.
We belong.
BET play drumline once a week. Them residuals.
you might do get child support from Mariah.
Fly the Bumblebee.
They probably don't. They just don't pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because they probably argued about who made more money.
Mariah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mariah. She worth a whole lot. She worth like half $1 billion.
Nick, the last time I looked, his net worth was like 15 mil.
I think that's low.
She made that in 6 weeks doing the little internship in Vegas, whatever the fuck they call it. The
residency.
Yeah, the little fellowship they be doing.
She made $15 million off that song she did with Old Dirty Bastard.
No, like, she did not.
$320 million she worth.
How much? Yeah, I'm looking at Nick Cannon.
$320.
That's funny as hell.
If anybody's feeling free, $20 million.
Ain't no way, bro.
I told you. Like, when I looked it up like a couple years ago, it was 15. So, I mean, he
does a lot, but I feel like.
People also got to realize we can't look it up on the internet and expect it to be right.
Right.
And then we're comparing oranges to apples.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey is like HBO, Nick Cannon is BET.
No disrespect me.
BET Plus, okay.
Okay.
He's VH1. Right. Now, honestly, I think he more Showtime.
Shit. What Cinemax. Movie he just produced? What's his little
company?
Production company?
Incredible.
Yeah. I think they just did the little Jamie Foxx movie, Day Shift.
Oh, really?
Wasn't that Nick Cannon?
I don't know. Was that movie? Mm-hmm. I keep hearing it was bad.
If Nick Cannon is only.
It was okay.
It was okay.
I mean,
he fell asleep on it?
No. But you ain't missing nothing if you don't watch it.
Yeah.
You talking about the vampire joint?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's straight.
When I saw he cleaning pools by day and fighting vampires, and I'm like, they couldn't give him a better day job. You know what I mean?
But, plumber.
Yeah, even that's better.
Construction worker. Something handy.
Yeah.
I mean, fixing pools.
He cleaning them.
He cleaning. Yeah. With the net.
That's all he do all day. Hot.
Doing some Nick Cannon shit.
Right.
Because that's what he did. Love Don't Cost a Thing, right? He was a pool cleaner.
Yeah, but he was also putting together motors and shit.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was. You know, not for real. Like, he was putting together inches and some shit, right? Yeah.
Trying to get that internship for General Motors.
Was that what it was?
I don't know.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
He got 10 kids.
Yeah.
10 kids.
Nick just dropping dick.
Dick all in my stomach.
You better not do no running.
I'm digging down.
Let's go ahead and transition. That boy is wild.
You think he hurt?
It's that feather.
Yeah.
That feather fucked. That feather fucked with me.
That feather got that man loose. I'm trying to
loopy. I think he's going through some shit, bro.
Yeah, he's easily going through
a drink. He left him for a woman.
I think he left her.
She left for a woman?
She fought her trainer or something, which is a nigga. Oh. Which I'm still confused because I thought they was like swingers type shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, let's be honest. It's always agreed until the woman steps out first.
Or she stepped out on some shit that wasn't agreed
upon. That wasn't agreed upon. Well, I thought this is what it was. So
yeah. Because, you know, she handled most of their business dealings.
Probably, I think she still does.
That's why he's just out here. Oh, he ain't got no direction.
She boss man Drake.
That makes sense. So that's why Kevin Gates is going to be at Downey's Classic.
Yeah. Is it really?
Nah.
I'm about to say, I'm in there.
Nah, but Jeezy and Pryor is going to be there.
I'm in there.
The Claremont twins is going to be there too.
I don't even know who that is, but I've seen it.
I seen a flyer that said the Claremont twins.
Who? What they do?
I don't know. I'm sure they're just IG bras.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
I'm about to say they the Duncan twins.
Nah,
that's what I was thinking. I was like,
Plies gonna be a Downies.
I'm in there.
Yeah, he's a
Plies. What? Plies and G.
Who cares?
I think it's supposed to be like a versus type ordeal because they bring in two DJ. Like, I don't know if you heard of him, but it's a DJ.
Man, if I suck on
Izzy
that,
the DJ. He a Q. He's supposed to be there as well.
I don't know him.
And
you should know.
Nah, I don't know him. I just know he went to Norfolk State.
You and fresh like, out.
He fuck with a lot of Norfolk niggas. So
be out the other DJ.
He on Carnival cruise ship or something right now.
Nah, he gonna be there with the Claremont twins.
Nah, he on somebody. A boot.
Y'all going to Downey's?
Nah.
If Jeezy and Plies say, I might.
Yeah, Plies.
All I need to do, I need Plies to just focus on 3 hours.
Rocky Mountain crowd. They don't.
Yeah, they're insane. Yeah. Rocky Mountain. It's a dangerous zone out there.
Yeah. It's like Henderson bigger.
Yeah. It's a war going on outside. Henderson. You ain't missing nothing.
It's like Durham smaller.
Yeah. Henderson is Durham smaller.
Henderson bigger, Durham smaller.
And Henderson is Durham smaller. Rocky Mount is Henderson country.
Okay. Think of South Raleigh as a whole city. That's Henderson and Rocky Mount bigger than that. So,
bro, what's crazy is I've never been out. As long as I've lived in Durham, I've never been out in Durham's nightlife.
No.
The first time I went out, in Durham was when we went to the Living Room for last year.
It's a couple places I've been. You've been to, not the nightlife, but you've been to Unscripted. That area,
we've been to Unscripted. It was a rooftop hotel joint.
With the pool. And all that.
Oh, yeah.
Like during the day, I went.
Still never been out in Durham's nightlife.
Yeah. I went to the house before.
I went to the house like on a Monday.
Yeah.
Never been there.
It was like karaoke night, so it was chill. Yeah. I went to the Axe Throwing place.
I mean, I've Boxcar. Okay, I take that back. I've been to Boxcar.
It ain't the same
vibe.
It ain't Durham. It's gentrified Durham.
I've been to. I forgot the place downtown, but I can.
Boxcar is like an adult family place.
Yeah, it got a little
family without kids.
Yeah. The Henny watered down.
See, the Henny watered down.
They like, we can't get these niggas too much.
Mm. Shit, when I went there, they didn't even have regular Henny.
Exactly.
They had the fucking EXO shit.
That shit was probably about $50 a shot.
I want to say that shit was about $30.
What did I buy you that night when we was at the Goon? It was $100.
At Don Julio.
I said,
why niggas get drunk and turn into millionaires?
I did it for like 2 weeks.
It is every niggas and every nigga's DNA.
I bought, I forgot what kind of shot, and his was like 150. Mm. And I was like, what am I doing?
Right. Yeah. Right.
150 a shot?
A shot. Yeah. But it was like a double.
You was with us when I did hit.
Trent Freeport too.
Trent gave you the ball and said, "Pour till you stop."
Yeah.
And then Lee's, he was like, for what I paid, he was probably like a triple.
I guess 150.
But nigga,
that's looking at just sit down.
Did he fuck you afterwards?
What? Which one?
150 a shot?
It was his birthday and he just had a kid. So I looked out. It was his birthday.
The black is wild.
Yeah,
he's in your stomach.
Don't you keep the running?
Woo! But shit, that night, one night you about to leave. You about to leave and go to, was he going to Korea or where was he going? He was going to Germany. And you, he spent about $300 in that.
Bro, when Chad get drunk, I don't know who he turned into.
He look out.
He do. We was like, I don't remember. How long ago was this? Probably 4 years. We went to the GOAT and I'm in the corner. Now, mind you, from where I'm at and where Chad is about 9 people. Give everybody a shot. I said, nigga, what? That's at least $12. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah,
that was the same night. Gave us a shot.
Give him another one. I said, this nigga drunk.
Yeah, and then I bought all the jello shots but, at the bar.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, it's 9 people in between me and him. So 11 people told, give him a shot.
Because it was us four, Lee, Garnett.
I don't think Derek was there tonight. I'm talking about Garnett was there.
Now, tonight I'm talking about he did the same thing. Oh. Though. Like, I think.
I did be doing dumb shit.
All of us do. Like, shit, my birthday, like, I'm in there broke just drinking.
Bro, when at Lance joint, I was by.
Yeah, that was the first time MJ ever, like,
hey, this is what he did.
What, Iron Sweats?
They came out the
pants. He said it came out the pants.
Yeah, I said, damn, linen pants. I was like, oh.
Well, to them things, to the cleanest.
Mm-hmm.
I like them sweats, though.
Metatil.
Yeah. I used to think you was one of the dumbest niggas out there. He
took the cake.
He took the goddamn baker.
You want to know what's funny? We in the car the other day, and I was telling Charlotte, I said, and we were talking about Manti Te'o, and I was like, yeah, Manti really dumb. I said, Derek and MJ fight over who the dumbest week by week, but Manti, I was like, Manti takes the cake. Like, it's not even close.
When do you see this person in person? Like, when do you, in your soul, like, all right, we've been talking, now I got to see you in person.
You ever been catfish?
No.
Never get to that point. Like, you probably, a red flag pops up.
You did the catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear a hat.
I just thought you were going to send somebody else there.
I would say yours, but you most fish. Of the women ain't in the scissoring.
I thought you were going to say something about circumcision.
Or peel that banana, boy.
He all fupa.
Like, my dick is like, can be readily identified.
By who? Not you.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Look at you. Don't get mad at me. Fuck.
His dick hidden by his stomach.
That's crazy.
I don't know why they come.
Man.
How long did this shit go on?
Four years.
Too fucking long.
Like, he never asked to see him.
Bro, the part that got me was the bitch died and then called the nigga and said, I'm back.
And he was cool with it.
That nigga said, send me a picture with the thumbs up and we're good. And the bitch reached out to the chick. She was like, look, what was the excuse?
So basically he was like, the catfish was like, my cousin's like sick. He got cancer. He would really appreciate you taking a picture with this message on it. The message was like a series of letters with the date on it. Cause that's what Manti was like, you got to do this symbol and you got to hold up a sign with the date on it and this series of letters.
Mm-hmm.
So he reached out to the catfish reached out to the girl, was like, look,
what's wrong with
the fuck going on?
He reached out to the girl, was like, look, my cousin's sick. So this, for one, this catfish is sick individual.
Nigga also said he got the shit back within minutes.
Within minutes. So basically, like, he reached out to her like, hey, my cousin's dying. I need this picture with this whatever. And the girl sent it. So then he sent it to Manti. And Manti was like, wow.
Macaulay Culkin.
And so then he go to his pops. So mind you, this happened in October, November. December comes around. You know, I don't know if you remember, Manti finished second in the Heisman Trophy thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he had a national championship game. Mm-hmm. This all happened right around that time. So he get the picture and he's like, he at his parents' house like, yo, Shawty said she's still alive. And his parents are like, what? And then he showed it and they was like, who's playing the sick game? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But, so did his family hire like a private investigator or something?
I feel like
Nick dumb as hell too.
Not only that, they were broke.
Nick Saban set all this up. Get him off his game.
I can see that. But not like Sling they said his dad was making like $300 like every 2 weeks.
Damn.
Where do they live at?
In Hawaii.
Polynesia.
How in the world do you afford to live in Hawaii?
They're not living like where he was. They were living in some rural shit.
Oh, well, $300 might have been upper middle class.
Have you ever seen, nah, it was like low class. I seen that trailer.
Oh, well.
Have you seen Manti High School tape?
He's probably insane out
was
there.
Was a two-way force, you hear me?
Probably is.
Like, I thought he was Barry Sanders with the ball.
I don't understand how, like, people from Hawaii.
Linebacker.
Get all the way, like, to Notre Dame and stuff. Like, I figured they
just come out there and recruit.
Cause you seen them some more niggas we had at Liz and they weak.
Yeah.
Like, not trying to be funny, yeah, but like they at Liz.
They the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like they go get that's cause the real niggas is at USC and
I but like South Bend and then you at California, I guess.
Well, Manti was also the number one outside linebacker in the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, he won't like no bullshit.
Yeah, like, he was a fucking headbuster.
Yeah, he was real good.
Man, they had a, no fucking slack.
Honestly, they had a good team, but they just weren't, like, up there.
They couldn't cross that threshold.
The safety was good. Zibikowski, I think his name was.
Yeah.
He was good because he ended up playing for the Ravens. Brady Quinn was horrible.
Yeah, Brady Quinn was horrible.
They had a good running back. Golden Tate was on the team.
Golden Tate was definitely.
They had,
was Samardzija on the team too?
Samardzija was on the team because he went and played baseball.
Yep. Yeah.
They had a good team, but it just wasn't. Nick Saban set the catfish up to throw my man off.
Nah, that cause bro, like, cause he was shout unstoppable till that
that game
to the bitch came back to life.
Yeah.
Then it's like his life went downhill.
Yeah.
But what was fucked up was he had a dilemma because. He knows it's some bullshit. But who he gonna tell and how he gonna... Cause for one, Notre Dame knew.
Notre Dame knew some bullshit?
Or yes. He went to Notre Dame.
Charlie Weiss was the coach.
Nah, the nigga that's there now, Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
Oh.
Are you sure? Yeah. Brian Kelly.
Charlie Weiss
ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly ain't there now, though.
Yeah. He ain't?
Nah, they got a black dude. Black dude.
He just retired or quit or left. Yeah.
Oh, he went to LSU.
He did go to LSU, that's right. But either way, he told them because he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, okay.
And at the time, he ain't had no agent for real.
Yeah.
So it was just like, what do I do?
Yeah. Shit, Notre Dame could have hired a fucking private investigator.
Well, I mean, at this time, they already knew it was bullshit.
Okay.
But they was like, we can't really do nothing because we're not trying to.
Yeah.
And
we probably go
they played it wrong, though.
Yeah.
Because as soon as that shit, cause what happened was he was at the Heisman ceremony, like, yeah, they're my inspirations, that and the third. And Deadspin already had the story.
Damn.
It hit publishing right after the national championship game or something. And they was like, because they were scared somebody else was going to get the story.
Because remember, somebody else died too.
His grandma died that day too.
So
it was
in the morning, the bitch died. The night the grandma
it
died.
It was the opposite.
Oh, okay.
And the grandma died.
Either way, they both died in the same name, and this nigga went out here and played a game.
Yeah, it was like, look at the courage and blah, 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 but
I'm back.
Yeah.
What was not seen in all this is how sick the catfisher is. This is first sick individual.
First of all,
that little Sir Ma'am, the goat, okay?
Yeah. To die? You know their grandma died?
Let's talk about how the catfisher could have been playing for Notre Dame.
Mm. Yeah, like he was good at football.
He was 6'9". Nah, I'm joking.
So the catfisher was a nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was a dude.
It was a dude.
But it trans
and
now.
It's that bitch that looked like him now.
You seen the picture, right?
Yeah, that's him.
It was a dude, a skinny dude. He played quarterback, and then he became a big bitch.
If you put googly eyes on the heel of your foot,
that nigga went from Leon to Tony. You know what I mean? Like,
now he went from you to me. No, MJ to me, basically.
Literally, like
that's crazy.
Like, cause you see the old pictures, you like.
The fact is, the Naya comes from a football family, a sports family. The catfish.
Okay.
Brother play or uncle? It might have been uncle or brother played in the NFL.
Who the fuck said King Latifah one day? that should live in my head rent free.
Who was talking about?
So some bitch that Fat and Funny put on the joint with.
Oh yeah.
All right, like, Miss Man, Sir Man.
Yeah, King Latifah. Yeah.
The daddy, the brother,
and the cousin.
They all play in the NFL or the MLB, and then he come along and want to date Manti Te'o.
That's crazy, bro.
Well, so backstory is
that shit should be a charge, bro.
I feel like it should be.
That's incriminating. Personating somehow.
Manti need to go to jail.
He needs psychiatric help.
Man, is that why he left the NFL?
No, he just wasn't that.
He sucked. Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna say he sucked. So they explained it like he had some issues after that. Like he lost his confidence. Because like he said, you know, back before that, like he was just flying around hitting motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Let me back up. Here's another reason why it's also funny too. The bitch, the catfish was giving him football advice during all of this too. He was like, you know,
they run number three.
you gotta watch that hit gap. Like, bro.
Shit.
Like, bro, you don't.
Well, I guess so. The nigga used to play quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you, that's not a red flag to you.
Yeah.
What Cam Newton said at one time. It's funny to hear a woman talk about running routes. Like, yeah. This ain't 2020. This was 2011, 12. Yeah. Like, you don't know many women out here. Like,
getting, no football.
They giving you like, you know, watch the slant across the middle and shit like that. That's the type of advice it was giving him. Like, I just don't want to use the wrong pronoun.
What is the appropriate pronoun?
I guess it goes by she.
Yeah, I'm not. I just call people by them.
But I'm sorry.
This is whatever's on the birth
certificate. Let's not get into this.
Not tonight.
It's kind of like golf.
So the backstory is he was gay.
Okay.
And he created this profile
to
talk to men.
Bro, like you ruined this man's life.
Yeah. But the men he would talk to before, he would like, so let's say he was catfishing you, right? You'd be like, all right, let's do something. Let's meet up. He'll unfriend him. Block. Boom. For some reason, he fell for Manti.
Because of who he was.
Yeah, that's what
happened. He tried to kill him or herself off that way she could be done. And then she was sitting there and she went, I ain't done with this nigga.
Yeah, I miss cuz.
Yeah.
I miss bro.
Yeah, that nigga called Manti like, it me.
That's sick, bro.
It me.
That's shit.
So they got a documentary, an untold documentary for
Caitlyn Jenner.
Bruce, Caitlyn, what have you.
I wanna watch that.
Especially if they got him on it.
Coogee King. I wanna watch that shit.
But it's about the transition. It's not about his sports career. Okay. You know what I mean? Like that's why I'm like, yeah.
Speak your truth, King.
No, I'm just saying, like, no offense, but, like, we know the story, so how much deeper can it get? You know what I mean? I mean, but also, we watched this Manti shit, and it got a lot deeper than... But, like, bro, the catfish had killed itself off.
It came back.
But, no, but I'm saying, on the day his grandma died, no sympathy or nothing. It's just like, look, this is the perfect time to end it.
Yeah. That was like a while we here.
Yeah.
So how did they kill themselves? Because
he played three different people.
Oh, okay. Because I'm gonna say like if the catfisher is the catfisher, he can't just be like, I'm dead.
He played his cousin too.
He was literally the cousin. Renaya was the cousin. But he was also the catfish. Mm-hmm. But he was also the brother too.
Bruh. All right. Norbit.
Here's some more sick shit. He had a little Blake. He had a little sister that was in on it too.
Lock them all up.
Because you remember, he went and met Manti. Mm-hmm. That's even more sick. He went to a game.
I feel like.
As the family. It brought the little girl. The little girl was like, whatever the little bitch name was. I'm talking about the catfish's name.
Yeah.
We'll be so proud of you. And I was just like, that is sick.
To bro, get like, girl to say that. There ain't no law against it. It ain't, but it should be.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
It's two white men eating off this. I feel like them white men fucking each other. Listen. Those some weirdos.
All I'm going to say
not cause they gay, but like.
I would have probably sprayed the whole family, dog.
The whole what?
The whole family.
They want nobody. I think it was just him and the little girl.
Man. That's like, some sick shit, dog.
Because the family you're talking about is him. He everybody.
I told you he Hercules.
So he was the brother like, yeah, dog, she ain't doing too good. And he was like, well, put the phone down. He would put the phone down.
So he was recording this shit as he was doing it?
No, like, he was just telling.
Oh, imitating.
They were both telling the story at the same time, but like from different point of views.
So, but like, during the documentary, were they ever in the same room?
No, what?
There ain't no way.
Because what happened is,
I can see him now.
Like I said, at the beginning of the documentary, they let us know that Manti and them don't even know that he's a woman now.
Dang. Well, he know now.
He know because he watched the documentary. Yeah, the reason I think they did that was because, you know how cancer culture is.
Yeah.
Because they kept referring to it as him. So they didn't want to, like. But like, they kept saying him, and they just wanted, I guess, to show that we're not trying to be offensive. They didn't know. You know what I mean? But yeah, that.
Yeah, Dr. Doolittle. Play the mama, the daddy, the uncle.
Yeah, I heard that little African thing. You know them, them little African songs been taking over the place. And there's one now, right now. I don't know if y'all heard it. The nigga said, how can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
Yeah. It's like a little white boy.
Yeah,
so.
Is it a white boy? I thought it was.
Like, I've been seeing a white guy. Yeah, but anyway,
he said somebody tell Doja Cat, I'm trying to indulge in that.
Okay. Hey, Big B finally trying to come through for us, dog.
Who? Brittany Graham?
Joe Biden. Nah, anybody think?
Next.
Nah. Hey, but student loan forgiveness, dog. I'll take the $10,000.
You ain't get a Pell Grant?
Nah.
It's going to be right. At least
I
don't think
I
did.
I got one.
Why you got? You had to pay back Pell Grant?
Shit. No, but that, you don't pay back Pell Grants, but they said if you got a Pell Grant, you get extra because, like, basically to qualify for a Pell Grant, I guess. It's income based, like where you come from. So I guess because like my mom and them didn't make enough money, you got a Pell Grant. Mm. So
I might have got one. I don't know. Bro.
So how they gonna apply this? Like when they gonna send the funds?
The ten grand.
Just you gotta like do you?
You gotta sign up for something.
Yeah, you gotta fill out an application.
The 10 grand is gonna accrue in your interest. So you gonna like because you're not gonna pay on nothing. After they give you the 10 grand, are you going to pay on anything?
How about what they say, Chad?
No. Nah, they're not going to give you the 10 grand.
I'm saying they're going to knock 10 grand off.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay anything after that?
Yeah.
$5 a month.
Okay.
Because it's going to be.
Because I'm also enrolled in the public service job. So all I got to do is pay that $5 a month for the next 10 years. That's easy. Shit, they can get all their money at the 1st of January, nigga. For the year. You know what I'm saying?
I dropped 60 on y'all. I dropped 60 on y'all real quick. Don't play with me, bitch.
It still could go out for New Year's. You know what I'm saying?
I got to pay these student loans. Hold up.
Because I want to say they said that now also, like, your monthly student loan payment can't be more than 5% of your discretionary income. I don't know what the fuck that means. Discretionary income.
That's gonna be after like all your monthly living expenses.
So basically, like, yeah, your budget.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm about, yeah.
Yeah, your mortgage is $2,600. I know. Yeah.
And they about to, I'm about to tell them that daycare the same.
Yeah, so you got a dependent, you got two dependents at the house.
Yeah. My ignorant ass told some, yeah.
I can't What's wait to hear that. Is
I got into a, so my loans were through, it was a government loan, but it was,
who was I? Sally Mae.
No, it wasn't Sally Mae.
Navient.
Well, actually, that's who Sally Mae is, man.
I mean,
Great Lakes. Nah, Great Lakes got my shit.
It was like Fed Loan Services or some shit like
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But now it's transferred to some other company that I've been getting. I've been getting emails from. And when the shit was going to start back in August,
September.
They called me and.
You answered the phone.
They called me in June. Well, I seen, you know, Department of Ed, like this AT&T shit.
Yeah.
Can I cut that off? Because I can't see phone numbers. Like, it should say wireless calling.
Yeah. My joint say V.
Like,
v
I want to know who the fuck's calling me, man. Or that should have said, it should have said branch office, Elizabeth City. I get a lot of them. I'm not answering.
I don't think that's an AT&T thing. It might be a phone thing. We can look at it. All
right. But either way, so they called and was like, hey, this is just a courtesy phone call to let you know that. Student loan repayments, you know, begin August, blah, blah, blah. Your first payment will be due by September, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
By the looks of it right now, you'll have to pay $596. I said, excuse me? I said, and I got snappy with her, and I said, look, I get it. You just doing your job. You probably got 1,000 more people to call and give some fucked up information. But I said, yeah, I did. Yeah. I said, how do you... or the government expect me to pay y'all $600 a month and still live? Like, explain that.
Hey.
Well, there are several options out there for you. You can do...
Well, you need to start with that.
The pay as you earn or blah, blah, blah. You just got to go to the website and fill out all this information. I said, look, I can tell you one thing right now. Y'all ain't getting $600 out of me every month. Yeah, and she was like, I can hear her frustration. Like, my job sucks. Yeah. This the 15th time I done got cussed out today.
That's
got
to be because
I'm doing my job for $15 an hour. Right. Y'all had
that's what I'm saying. She,
she sounded like she was working from home, too, because I heard a little dusty mouth ass baby crying in the background.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I gave her a hard time.
I know them people get cycled out, like, left and right.
Yeah, they got to. They got to.
Ain't no way.
When they called me and gave me that same goddamn spiel, I said, Biden ain't said that yet. Straight up, Biden ain't said that yet.
I mean, niggas probably didn't say that.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about black people. I'm talking about
niggas. Yeah.
Biden today... said,
he still ain't getting my vote, though.
Nah, fuck him.
Yeah.
I mean, now he up at about 30. He up that hood about 30.
Yeah, we can talk chicken, you know what I'm saying?
But look, so by today,
yeah.
So you see all these, like, obviously, I would say the gross majority of people that are against this are not even people that have paid off their student loans.
Nah, they Trump supporters.
Right. Yeah. Now... do you know a lot of these politicians got PPP loans?
I believe it.
Like, big dollar PPP loans?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Like, I was going through some shit today, and I seen where one nigga had $1 million PPP loan, the next woman had a $500,000 PPP loan. And you want to hear the fucked up part about it?
Why are we?
These PPP loans got forgiven in full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the White House was responding to all of them as they were bitching, saying... your $1 million in PPP loans got forgiven. Your $500,000 got forgiven. Like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. But then Biden today, a reporter, you know, after he got done with his little press conference, or maybe it may have been yesterday, was like, do you think it's fair for, you know, people that are regular, you know, plumbers and blah, blah, blah out here paying, you know, and he goes, well, is it fair that we're giving all these fucking tax breaks to multi-billion-dollar companies, and we're increasing taxes for, you know, middle-class Americans?
Yeah,
is that fair? pretty much at the end of it, he looked like he wanted to say, "So shut the fuck up, then."
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you the really shit I heard. Right, my godbrother told me when that PPP shit first came about. Like, granted, my godbrother, shout out to my godbrother Keith. This nigga done been in prison a few times. not him. So this nigga done been in prison a few Keith times. Junior. He just a real nigga. You know what I mean? This nigga said, "Bro," I said, "Bro, you know they gonna eventually do an audit. They gonna come back and check shit. Da da da. You know what I mean? They probably gonna start locking niggas up for shit and everything, right?" That nigga say, "Nigga, I done went to jail broke. So you telling me I can get $20,000 to $30,000 out of the government, and nigga, I go sit down and do 3, 4, 5 years or whatever for that shit, and still have $30,000?" He say, "Shit, what's up?"
We should have got one. Do what y'all gotta do.
This nigga, we should crazy.
Got an LLC and got one.
Now I can see us
what's,
now.
What's your?
Y'all gonna try to make me take that? Yeah, because I was like, "Yeah, Justin, you make the less money, man. Hey, you got to go."
What's that video you posted? "We take care of your family."
But not like my...
Talk about some fucked up shit.
Yeah. But what about the plumbers? Like, what was this lady saying about the plumbers and shit? Like,
you know, why hard work and...
That's their lip. Well, that's their lip, bro. Like when they do it.
I'm fix the voice.
Yeah.
You know, he's hard working plumbers.
Yeah.
And construction workers out here having to pay these taxes for these black people to get their loans forgiven. That's essentially what she was saying.
Yeah.
They could have went to school too and they would have been in this number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would have,
or they don't understand that they don't have the same privilege. Like, we don't have the same privileges y'all have.
We don't.
Like, we don't have parents that can afford to send us to college.
Nope.
We went to the thing is, we probably went to the cheapest college there is in North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
And this nigga paid out of state tuition.
Yeah,
for my freshman year, I did. Yep.
Bro, like, imagine living in Norfolk, Virginia, yeah. 40 minutes from campus. Charlotte, all the way across the state, 5 hours away, and you paying more than them. 5-6 hours away, you paying more than them.
Yeah,
crazy. You more local than they are.
Yeah. You was what, about an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
2 hours
and a half,
45. I was 2.5 hours.
I was about two.
I was 50 minutes.
Right there.
But I'm in the hell. I basically lived in the UNC school system.
Every think about every past Williamston, you were closer than them.
Yeah,
but they were paying in-state tuition and you weren't.
Yeah, but either way, like I said,
the crazy thing is, after my freshman year, I was like, man, I need to go ahead and just take my ass to Virginia State. GPA too low to transfer. I said, ain't this about it, bitch.
It's still low now.
He been out of school, right?
I graduated.
We had to grade you.
68.
If we had to give you a progress report.
I graduated with a 2.7. That was only because I took Taekwondo, and that shit was eight credit hours. I got an A in it. That's the only thing.
That's why.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing.
I said your loan should not be forgiven.
It's like I said, we didn't have the privilege. So, like,
MJ, how do you feel as somebody that I would say maybe prided yourself in trying to get your loans paid off as quickly as you did?
What, that they being forgiven and $10,000? Yeah. I'm glad.
You can be honest.
No, I'm glad. Like, for real, like, my goal and what happened ain't the same. I wanted mine to be gone. And I had the means. I had $12,000 in scholarships just sitting there. Let me put it to the loan. So I literally, cash-wise,
MJ honestly did it his the smart way, too.
He
went to school for a year. He took a year off to pay for that year that he just did. And then he just kept doing that, you know. So,
well, I seen somebody that, which I'm not opposed to. Like, somebody said if there are people that have satisfied their loans in full within the last 2 years, you know, they should be given some type of kickback, you know. Mm-hmm. It ain't got to be the full $10,000. But,
like, on some stimulus type shit.
Give them, $2,500, like.
I'm gonna be real with you. Unless, like, my daughter, and if I have any future kids, unless they decide that they want to be a doctor or a lawyer,
they ain't going to school.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to encourage them to probably go another route. And I say that because truthfully, I feel like what I paid for my college tuition wasn't for an education. It was for an experience.
And network.
It was more for an experience. Unless you're going to school to be a doctor, a lawyer, or anything. Like, think about it. You had a minor in aviation science, right?
That was my major.
That was your major. And you don't do shit with planes.
Come on.
What? And what?
There's weight limits.
You stupid. You stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I can see a plane.
Honestly, I would much rather tell my child. I would much rather tell my child, hey, go do 4 years in the military.
I can make black a body man.
No, I can say I'm paying the bumper.
No, but for real, a trade. Yeah, this color. Better than university.
I do payroll weekly, and I'm like, I fucked up.
Like painters make good money, right?
I really.
And some body man, like body man that actually are good and give a fuck about what they do and come in and hustle. Like these motherfuckers are making $2,500 to $2,600 a week.
Like my homeboy.
A week.
My homeboy, who I went to high school with.
Yeah.
He didn't go to college, and he makes about $125.
Bro, like, I feel like going to college held us back.
Going to college was networking. If you
it put us in a financial hole for sure.
The flip side of this is,
if I had the opportunity to do it again,
there's a lot of people I hit capping on social media.
Say it again.
A lot of people I hit capping on social media.
Agree
about what they make or whatever.
Oh, I don't qualify. Oh my god, I can't believe I don't qualify. This is bullshit. You're overqualified, actually.
Hey. It's one way
pretty much seven, like you know, I see the way like that. Yeah, I'm making $150 a year, and I'm like,
hey, this is that's the easiest like, drop them W-2s.
I mean, I don't give a
drop your Social Security. Matter of fact, drop your address. I'm robbing you.
Not trying to judge a book by its cover, but
what they say they I see something about degrees. I don't care about. I honestly don't care about your degrees. What does your WTD stay on your bait on your week to date on your pay stub? What the week?
Nah, I'm saying, what the devil? What,
you mean that withdrawal? Yeah, over here?
Yeah, on your week to date, what it say?
Yeah.
Hey, cause what I do now, I see some people's retirement accounts and their distributions and stuff like that, and people got some shit now, but these are all 70s.
Yeah, it's some people out here that's got it.
There's also people 45 who got it.
It's some people.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
I'm like, ain't no way. And then the cool thing about it, too, is, like, I know my mom applied for a Parent Plus loan.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she got denied. But for me.
Is that the PPP loan?
No.
Back when we was in school. You applied for it. And if you got denied, they automatically gave you, like, $5,000 or something.
Yeah, something like that. But she ended up getting approved for my brother Jamal. So she'll even get the $10,000 as well. So,
because when he was in school for like 6 weeks,
our brother graduated. Matter of fact,
did he really? Yeah. That's right. I feel like he dropped out and went to the military, but you're right. He did go to the
But yeah, this
that was a quiet 4 years, 5 years. But
where are you going to
school? Virginia State.
We don't know anybody making over $100. No, we don't know anybody making over $100,000.
I do. I ain't gonna drop their names.
That we know?
Yeah.
In school? Like, from school? Like, that we were in
school? They don't live in no apartment.
Like, one of my line brothers.
Yeah, you're right.
One of my...
But he ain't gonna get on social media saying no bullshit like that.
One of mine make $100.
Not dribbling the ball. Oh, okay. The ugly one.
With the ball head.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to say, Virginia. Not dribbling.
Yeah. Nah, 32 at best.
And full tax.
We got to edit. We got
to
edit.
No. Man, goddamn thing getting edited.
But now some serious shit, though. Like, you're right. We do. But don't. The people that's saying, come on.
Like, you don't have to do all that.
Nah.
Like, we don't really care about your money. Yeah. I really don't care.
I truly don't.
Yeah. You got it? Oh, okay.
As long as you happy.
You ain't got to tell me you got it. You ain't got to.
Honestly, that baby's starving, though. That baby ain't never with you.
Hey, this is a direct shot at somebody.
I don't know who. Don't want to know who.
Yeah, it applies. It's very broad.
It's a lot of bitches on trips with no kid with their kids
so,
at home.
So we got one more topic, man. Then we can get up out of here. What do you think about this whole George Foreman case, man?
George Foreman. Who?
George Foreman. So supposedly, George Foreman is what 80 years 73. Old.
73. So if.
And he got charges or accusations of sexual harassment or assault from when he was 23.
If you go to the grocery store.
And they were minors, right? I think they were minors.
They were minors?
Yeah. If you go to the grocery store and you pick up a box of cereal and the expiration date is kind of like 30 years before, are you going to like...
30 years before?
30...
First of all,
okay, so it's 50 years before.
Now I was gonna say, first of all, 30 years before. I'm gonna say they the MJ.
Somebody didn't rotate. Somebody didn't rotate. So,
they need MJ here.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, there's a like you bring your stuff back to the store. This expired, and it say it's 2022 now. It say 2012 on there. You think I should accept it?
When it comes
the to analogy food. Started stupid, but you
okay?
You
know, nah, I had to read. Yeah. Should I accept it back?
What you talking about?
I already said WTD, and I was like,
if you bring something expired back from 10 years, should the store take it back?
No, 10 years. I mean, and we talking about take 50. Club dresses back all the time.
With the tag on it. They took the tag inside of it.
See, hey, look. See, so much of that shit at Clay.
I've been using some black pepper that expired back in 2013.
You know what
you're still pep. It's still pep.
You
know what it is.
You know what you do? You bang it on the table, loosen it up, and then it come right out.
Hey, look, boy. Whew. That chicken done crystallized.
I'm not diminishing anybody's experience. But I'm just saying.
Look, man.
It's got to be some type of time frame. You can't just wake up and remember, oh, yeah, this happened.
So, what was... Okay. Before I hate you, Derek. Before I get in depth of in the discussion, what exactly are the claims...
That he fucked with my best back was he in the, when he was in his...
But 50 life. Years ago, that's when Elvis Presley was... Messing with minors too. Why them women ain't come out?
Do we know the specifics?
No.
Yeah, it's okay, so if he was 23, you know, trying to fuck on a 10-year-old,
it's a different story. Somebody locked Karl Malone up too.
Karl Malone's a sick individual.
He is very sick.
What did he do?
He got the 13-year-old pregnant when he was going to the NBA Finals.
What?
I'm talking about balding Karl Malone.
Yeah. It was like 97, 98. She was like 13, 14.
And it might have been his fourth cousin.
Brett.
He paid her off. That's why you never hear about it.
That's some Utah shit for real.
Yeah, and I see he from
what kind
Arkansas
of proof is there going to be from
50 years ago?
Yeah, well, you got screenshots, bitch. Like, what are you doing?
We're not being disingenuous.
Graphic calculator?
Semen sample? Like, well, I mean, what is it that it's currently exists?
It's just her word against his. But again,
at this
like,
rate that we're going at, he's guilty. Let's call it spade a spade. It just is what it is. Did this happen? Probably. He gonna be like, I don't remember. Well, if you don't remember,
he has a legit excuse. Like, if you say you don't remember,
he been
like,
punching
in
the head
for me your damn time
for 20, 30 years.
Lady alleges that when she was 13. Okay. Foreman, who she estimates was around 24 at the time, was sexually inappropriate with her. 2 years later, when she was 15, they had sexual intercourse. Meanwhile, the other hoe claims that when she was 16 and Foreman was 23, he pursued her and then would molest and sexually abuse her. And they're both seeking unspecified damages.
I know.
It was 50 years ago.
And it was in, they filed this in California?
So he was 24 and he's 73 now?
50 years ago. 72.
Get over it, bro. I hate to be this way. Like,
Now, be honest. Oh,
this the one, baby.
I look, because like, Bill's case was already still was almost like too much.
Deshaun's case was too close to being wrapped up.
What I'm saying is like, Bills was like, bro, this happened 30 years ago. Y'all are wilding. Like, chill. You know what I mean? That's too much. This is 50 fucking years ago. I don't even think you remember the same nigga. Like, you probably was just like, it was a bald head nigga back
then.
It was
box.
in the 70s. You know what I mean?
Some nigga name.
But as they said, they were introduced by their dad. Sue your goddamn daddy with his dead ass.
I am not getting rid of my George Foreman.
No. I want one. I'll go buy one tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that thing used to make some fire ass panini press. Goddamn. You remember the Apollo? Yeah. We used to throw them chicken breasts on there?
Them chicken breasts.
Yeah.
Juice.
George Foreman was
for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Me and Justin got dinner. Quick.
Well, you throw a hot link on that joint.
That night we almost went to jail when I was drunk.
Hoop almost damn burned the house down because he fell asleep. Oh, wait,
But you know, like 50 years, though.
50 years, bro.
And then, like I said, they were introduced him by their daddy.
Where's your dead ass daddy? Put him on the stand.
Goddamn. Yeah. Their daddy's probably dead. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah.
He probably got
to be. More likely, if they were fans of his, they were probably older than him.
The daddy got to be 80, 90 years old if he ain't dead.
They dead.
Put him in jail for life, 20 minutes.
And reading these hoes' names, they were white.
Gertrude.
Gwen and Denise. They uniracial, but but nah. Like, I still think
I'm gonna be real. If they really went through those experiences,
my condolences.
I'm sorry that they had to experience that, but
they should have spoke up 48 years ago.
Like,
when does all
why say something now? That's all I'm saying. All
right, so one could make the argument that sometimes these women get emotionally scarred and they're afraid of what to do because of the backlash, such as what we're giving them now, will take place.
Shit on me, cuz.
Right? But here's what I'm saying. In all honesty, I truly believe, I think a year, you probably need to come forward within a year. Go seek counseling. Go talk to your therapist. Figure out a game plan, a plan of action. Figure out what's the best way to bring forth these things that may have occurred to you. All right? You might not be able to do it immediately because you're emotionally scarred and traumatized and you just don't know what to do and you're seeking proper guidance and you're seeking counsel to guide you through this and you might have to properly build a case. And before you come forward, you want to have all your ducks in a row. Okay, so I can understand. I'll even go as far as to say maybe 2 years. All right? 50 years?
50 is a long fucking time.
That's a long
time. You are a lifetime. About
50 years? You're going to sit there and wait 50 years and wait till this man is about to croak.
He probably don't remember nothing.
I seen like a conspiracy theorist.
Right. Mention. I love conspiracy theory.
But do you notice?
Did he try to buy NBC too or something?
Most black people, when they get to a certain level of fame that does not necessarily have a true blemish or stain on their legacy, typically it's I can't wait till they to see what they're gonna do with LeBron.
One bitch tried a month ago.
It's too soon.
Your boy, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, something is gonna surface. Which if they said Denzel did it, I watched Flight last night. I did. It's just been in the top movies
trending. Yeah, you never seen it?
I've seen Flight so many fucking times.
Yeah.
But it's just been in the trending on Netflix and I was like, I'm fucking watching this shit tonight. The beginning scene, opening scene. Even if y'all don't wanna watch it, I guarantee you watch that shit tonight. First 5 minutes, you're going to jack. I promise you. Swear to God.
You know, that's a chick from Real Husbands of Hollywood.
I don't give a fuck. But either way. If Denzel were to get accused of some shit, I could go.
So let me ask you this. Now, what if you said that first 5 minutes? You
could, oh, don't point at me like that.
You said that first she 5 minutes.
You like Manti
Te'o. All five fingers.
So look, so what if, like, was that scene? Because I've seen the movie, but I don't remember the first 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So was that scene with him and a female?
Yeah.
Okay.
He snort cocaine out her asshole, man.
So now, what if 10 years from now she says she felt some type of way while they were recording that scene?
It's all on film. She can't claim that.
No.
Well,
why can't she?
Gina claimed that with Martin.
And I think that, see, was on TV.
See how that went, right?
I think that was the
what happened with their careers.
One kept going, the other one was on My Wife and Kids.
And I heard
My Wife and Kids was good.
It was a good show.
But why?
It wasn't because of her.
It was because of the wind.
Because of the son.
Yeah, I was saying, it was because of him and the son. Yeah.
I take goddamn Franklin over Gina.
You talking about the little boy?
what was his name on Franklin?
Yeah, it was Franklin. Yeah. The one that played the piano and shit.
Have you seen Katie now?
Yeah.
Is it weird?
I don't give a fuck. Take me to court.
That's almost the same as
George Floyd
saying, Foreman.
They said George Floyd.
What's funny is one of my employees, she was hacking some shit up in the office the other day, and I was like, hey, all right, now, goddamn it. And she's blowing her nose, and I'm like, what the hell wrong with you? She said, I can't breathe. I said, now y'all see how we feel. Now y'all get it. That's what George said. But anyway, ain't it weird, like, going back to watch My Wife and Kids right now and go, fuck Kate.
Or the Bernie Mac show, like,
no, she look like you. Have you not seen that? Have you not seen that video that went viral of her dancing in the living room in a bikini?
Yeah,
terrible.
Now she. I don't think she cute.
That was you and Victoria's Secret.
Well, you got a vivid imagination, boy.
I get what he's saying. Y'all look alike. Y'all bodies ain't the same. Like, just face wise.
I even watching Bernie Mac show as a kid. Like, I never thought
she was. It was always the wife.
Yeah, it was always the wife.
Yeah, Kalita.
Wanda.
Yeah,
Wanda.
She was in like every black sitcom in the 90s too. Yeah.
Yeah, she was like the Pinky at that time.
Bro, I seen a guy. I seen a myth the other day.
You're taking the recorder too goddamn fast. You don't make me spill yak on my $200 suit. I'm sorry.
No. I'm trying to think of, I seen a meme the other day, and they were referencing, what was the chick that played, that was in the 50 Cent video? Dark skin joint. No.
Buffy the Body.
Buffy the Body.
She dead, right?
No, boy.
But it was like, she was like the first, before BBLs was a thing or whatnot, she was like the very first, like, before Pinky and all of them, like, it was her.
I was watching the, they used to do that shit on BET where they did like the behind the scenes of the music video, and I remember they brought her out, and everybody was like, the fuck this is right here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You seen them doctors down south saying, like in Miami and the DR and shit, saying BBLs ain't even they bread and butter no more.
No, it ain't. It ain't.
It's dick enlargement.
Say look at her. I ain't got
this black macker for no reason.
So they say they can add 2 to 4.
2 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I would do with 2 to 4?
I'd be at 5.
That's the wrong joke. I like it, yeah.
Is that before or after you peel a banana?
Don't. You want me to illustrate? Goddamn.
It was weird, but funny. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't paint pictures. I picture paint. It's my motherfucking album. Good night.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Cal and shit. I'm excited.
It's coming out in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. I might sample a little bit. His album dropped tonight. And did you see that track list?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, look. I'm ready for the one with City Girls. Y'all see
Carisha?
Meg Thee Stallion saying she'll fuck Carisha.
Boy, they was on some shit on that interview.
Did she say real bad?
Yeah.
And then Carisha said,
they freaked out.
Hey, Meg about to get fucked. Like, mm-hmm. up. Like, she keep playing with Jay Prince and Carl Crawford if she want to.
She got farted.
They said
Jay Prince a kill party.
I agree. Say, yeah, they said Jay Prince was the one that sent Tori like a warning shot. Like, hey, look, go tell her, like, stop. Damn, man.
She's 6'4". Ah. So you gonna be? I
know she probably upset because Lil Murder turned her down. That shit crazy.
Lil Murder.
The dude
that played
Lil Murder.
I don't watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. He was on her track. Yeah, she was on that for an episode.
You too ugly to not be sexually liberated.
I get what you're saying.
You like watching men suck dick?
Bro, it's not about watching men suck dick, but it's like, about
people being sexually liberated. I'm extremely
comfortable with my sexuality. Now, with that being said, I think it's a little bit too much dick going on?
It's
I
called P Valley, and they need to rename that shit to
D Valley.
To D Alley.
Like, I'm just saying, though, but like it.
It what?
It gets weird.
Is yes.
Yeah.
It gets weird.
It gets cringy.
Yes.
Yeah, but kudos. I still watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kudos to
And also, you got to think about it. We're watching it with our women most of the time. So I'm not sitting there watching
it. I get why you don't watch
it. Why I don't watch
it. You got hard watching the murder Uncle Clifford scene, man.
He said, fill me up, nigga.
That shit is.
I think that was the last episode we watched.
I've never seen a show.
You caught it.
Never. I can't think of.
You know what?
I've never seen a show. I've never seen a show where they actually show a dick on the camera.
They had it was like
what's that show that you and Kariba told us about that I started watching? Zendaya, whatever.
Euphoria.
Yeah, they showed dick in that.
I never watched
it. Did they really?
Mm-hmm. There was a whole slideshow of dicks in one scene.
Oh yeah. There was something about dick pics or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good show too.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And that's a lot of gay stuff too.
It's crazy, it ain't coming back until 2020.
I'm sorry. I watched two episodes of that. I watched one episode where the nigga daddy, he found out his daddy was, well, I don't know if he found out his daddy was gay, but him and his daddy was fucking niggas at the same or at the hotel or something.
Nigga found his daddy DVD stash.
And then I saw another episode where they had a school play. And the nigga was like, they was all dressed up in football outfits and shit. And some.
Hey, that play got real, cuz.
Real gay.
That scene wasn't even gay. Like,
they were dry humping in
it. It's 2022, man.
And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I'm a 90s nigga.
It's time to go. So with me, I do give and take. Meaning, so with B-Valley, the first season was, I knew it was some gay shit happening. It didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to see some tits and ass.
But here's the thing, though. Tell me this don't bother you. If it don't bother you, it's cool. The name of the show is called P-Valley, the Peaceful Pussy. And I ain't seen not a piece of pussy since the show started. We've all now
have the understanding that they will never, ever show a pussy on commercial TV.
But they show a dick.
Yeah.
Because two niggas sword fighting.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't want to see that shit.
Because the dick out.
Listen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen. I don't want
vagina is a little bit more interpersonal.
So, example.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why when niggas gay, right?
I be looking for slip ups, though.
Yeah, like, see if I see a lip. But let's just say two niggas, they gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are penetrating. They are gay. Women say, oh, I'm bisexual, I'm gay. I'm like, I don't believe you. You just touching something. You're not putting nothing in nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
So that's why I'm about getting my point. So second season, I'm like, still the give and take part, but they want to pull this pandemic bullshit out, so it's less titty and less ass, and that's why I think accentuates the more dick part because we don't see as much titty and ass as we used to. Mm-hmm. It's you know what there. I'm saying? Yeah. It's still there, but it ain't like it was last season.
So I'm of the belief as well that, hear me out when I say this, all right? 15 years ago, a PG-13 movie, they wouldn't even say bitch. 10 years from now, PG-13 movie, they're going to be showing dick and titties. That's just the
the direction that the shit is going in.
The world's going
in. You say what the fuck? Sure. It's
you might, I just hate the fact that I don't like the idea of, and not saying that y'all are saying this or not, but I just don't like the idea that because I say I don't want to see one gangster ass nigga and 1 6'8" 300-pound nigga have sex on TV. Something wrong.
You're
with
me. Homophobic.
It's the way you're doing it.
Bruh, if I don't want to see that shit, I don't want to see that shit, bro. I mean, if that's what y'all enjoy watching, like, that's on y'all.
You got to say it like that.
No, you got, like I said, the show is interesting. So, and I will admit, but the show isn't as good as it
No, was. It's not. The first season was great.
Okay, and then
this season is kind of like a with fall
that
being off,
said, when it's on the TV, I ain't locked in that bitch like this. That's my time to go ahead and check my notifications. You know, I'm listening just to kind of hear what the fuck they talking about. But I ain't watching Uncle Clifford beat murder shit.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, what other shows that you like that you have to say, all right, during this part, I'm just going to goddamn it. First 48 with New Snitcher.
Like, Power had some shit like that. It was one episode of Lobos getting neck in the pool, cuz. From a man.
One episode out of how many episodes they had of that show?
The Wire.
What about the Wire?
You know what I
said. Omar.
Okay, even that. You know even what that. You're talking about a whole series compared to one season. Damn near every episode of this second season.
Clifford,
you know, bro, it's been some wild. It's been some wild shit.
You know
shit.
What I hear in your voice?
No, I'm just saying. This shit,
I'm
bro.
About to, but you know what?
What you hear?
What I hear? What, you what hear? I sense?
What's that?
It's fair.
Fear?
Yeah, you're afraid.
What is he afraid of?
He's afraid he might like. Imagine you just sitting there with your lady and that shit going on.
Dick hard as a bitch.
You got on gray sweats. And she just see print. How you going to explain that?
You tell me.
I don't know how you going to explain that. I can see her now.
Kareem would like that kind of shit, man.
She'd be intrigued. Bro, that
spice y'all relationship up.
Like I said, I ain't got nothing to get.
Next thing you know, Coco spending the weekend.
Cut this shit off.
You don't laugh?
Fill me up, nigga.
All I'm saying is, bro, like, woo. I ain't homophobic or anything like that. I just don't want to see no goddamn left tackle.
Remember, they bonded by the Constitution.
Of what? Oh,
United States of America.
Oh, man, shout out to Brittany Griner in the WNBA.
Who? Right.
We gotta go. I've enjoyed this episode thoroughly. Anybody got any
questions, comments, concerns? Text Justin.
For sure.
Don't call me. You got anything for the community?
I was just about to say that. Y'all keep doing y'all, man.
Turn it off.
He said, y'all keep doing y'all.
Just saying, I mean,
stay safe.
Hey.
Stay dangerous.
I'll fuck me a dyke tonight.
Yeah.
Dick all in her stomach. You cut like it. You been cut it out.
Nah,
it
ain't. No,
they gonna hit it.
You look like a dyke tonight.
You hit?
No.
Oh. All right. Good night.